Good morning to you. How are you today?
We
How
are well,
are
doctor.
Today,
How are you,
my dear sister?
Very well, thank
I'm
you.
I'm well, well, well. Good, good. Then you also look very well. That's keep it up, and I hope your family is also well. Advocate Bonani. Advocate Bonani.
Good morning, sir.
Are we ready to start?
We are ready.
Pardon?
Yes, we can start the meeting.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we can start the meeting.
Okay. Okay. Honorable members, welcome to this meeting. And we appreciate the fact that you were able to wake up on time, lock in time, so that we can discharge this great assignment that Parliament has charged us with. I think we need to say from the outset that the quality of the process determines the quality of the product. When we started this process, we invited stakeholders to make inputs and encourage them to be part of the process. The draft amendment bill, which was gazetted to kickstart the process, was the product of consensus among all of you. This is commendable. When some of you called for extension for written submissions, we did extend. It was through your collaboration and participation that we held peaceful and successful public hearings. When we met to consider the report of public hearings, we agreed without a vote to refer the consolidated report back for revision. The officials worked around the clock to produce and circulate the revised document. We must actually commend Dr. Thuli, Advocate Bonane, Advocate Gwebu, who took note of the concerns that were raised. And then they actually addressed them and produced this report. We must also appreciate the fact that this committee asked Honorable Cyril Kava to produce the input that he made, which was accepted by all of us, so that that input, which had become the input of this committee, could assist the officials to do their work, and they have done a sterling work. So today we have a revised document, and we are here to do nothing else but to consider that document. So members are free to raise what they want to raise, because officials do the work, but the product must be a product of this committee. So when members raised issues that they think should be attended or have not been attended, it's not a declaration of war against the officials. It is an engagement. So let's engage in a constructive manner without casting aspersions on anyone or any official, because we are in this boat together. And we can only survive if we work together peacefully. Now, I think that we need to get a presentation of the revised document. I don't know if Dr. Tuli is here, and if she's not here, Advocate Bonani, you will guide us from your side who is doing the presentation.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am here.
Chairperson, on a point of order, Chairperson.
Who is that?
Honorable Mbabama, I do have my hand up.
Oh, yes. Yes.
May I yes. go ahead?
Yes, go
there
ahead.
There are two things, Chairperson. First of all, I'd like to tender apologies for Dr. Lodrich and for Glynis Breitenbach. They are otherwise occupied in party business. I hope that this will be these apologies will be registered in the minutes. And then secondly, I'd like to ask Chair, in fact, I'd like to thank the Secretariat, especially Bonani first, for assisting our colleagues in going through the submissions, physically last week. We really appreciate that. What I would like to ask, Chair, is whether we will be afforded a chance to bring some of these organizations who have made submissions to come and do oral submissions, as has been the case in the past. There were very substantive and comprehensive submissions from organizations such as the Banking Association of South Africa and ECBIS, to name but a few. So I would like to know if it is consensus that we do not do this, because it is not in the program. Thank you, Chair.
Hello. Kumo.
Well, just put him.
Hello. Hello.
Morning, Chair. There is also
Hello.
A hand. Chair, good morning. There is a hand
Hello.
From.
No, I was still listening to Honorable Mbabama, and she disappeared.
Do you want me to repeat, Chair?
Hello.
Do you want me to repeat?
No, I heard you, but you suddenly stopped.
No, I did say thank
you
at the end
do.
To show that I had finished.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes. I thought that you had just disappeared. Honorable Mbabama, I must thank you for recognizing that the officials, especially Honorable Advocate Bonani and his colleagues cooperated with you, because they were carrying the mandate of this committee, which said that access must be given. And I hope other members will join you in commending the officials for keeping the promises that they made. But with regard to bringing stakeholders who made oral submissions and they want to come back, we already received a letter from the Banking Association of South Africa who wants to come. But we took the view that we are engaged in a process. This process has stages. The first stage, as I said in my opening remark, was to invite all stakeholders to make inputs. So there was an opportunity which was made available to all stakeholders to make inputs. Secondly, we gazetted the bill and invited submissions. And stakeholders said, no, it was short notice, it was during the festive season. We want an extension. And also some of the political parties herein represented wanted the extension. And we did the extension. And now we held public hearings. All stakeholders were invited to participate. And that was part of the process. Now we reached a stage when we said the officials must produce a consolidated report. They produced it, we discussed it, we agreed that it must be revised. And the officials cooperated, as you said yourself, they produced a revised report, they circulated it. Now, we are at a stage where we don't want additional presentations because members of this committee are literate people, educated people, experienced people. They can read for themselves. So we want to urge all members to have access like you did. I know Honorable Breitenbach came personally into Parliament and met with Advocate Bonani. We want to urge all others who want to read submissions to read. I don't think they need to be tutored on the content of the submissions. So I hope, honorable members, if we are to discharge our responsibility timeously, we cannot have other public hearings in Parliament. And we have exhausted that process. Now is for the honorable members to consider the revised report today. And if there are still other cleaning work that needs to be done, there will be nothing wrong in members asking the our competent and capable officials to go and do the necessary so that the process is not stalled, it moves forward. So that would be my input on this matter. But I also thank you for reminding me that I should have called for apologies, which I didn't do. I'm sorry about that. I see the hand of Dr. Mulder. Dr. Mulder?
Yes, morning, Chairperson. Thank you, colleagues. I hear what you're saying, Dr. Motsekga, but if you say that we are now at the point that we don't want to hear any other inputs by stakeholders, I don't know if that's the position of the committee or if that is your position, because some of us are of the opinion that we should allow people who ask, for example, the banking society and institution that ask to present. And I just think that if you want us to take a decision on that, then you must take a decision. But I am not in agreement that we should now not allow people like that to come back and to explain and to make a presentation, even because after we've published the concept act, etc.
Dr. Mulder, what I'm saying, if you allow one group, where is going to be the cutoff point? Because if we allow the banking Association of South Africa, we must allow Contralesa, we must allow the farmers associations, we must allow women's organizations, we must allow youth organizations, we must allow the association of people living with a disability. Where are we going to stop? And you know that Parliament has extended this the life of this ad hoc committee on two occasions, and we cannot go back to Parliament and extend for another 3 months because we want to hear people who have had an opportunity to be heard, and if they didn't take advantage of that opportunity to be heard, I think it's a problem. But I think what should console us is the fact that the people that we are referring to, they made written submissions, which are available to us. And we are all literate people. We can read for ourselves. And we have very literate and competent officials who are able to analyze these things. So I really don't see the need for further public hearings now, but I am not the committee. I will open this matter to the honorable members to engage with, but my considered opinion is that we are in stage two now to consider the report, to call for public, the parliamentary legal services to begin to address us on matters of substance which relate to the amendment of the bill, not another session of public hearings. That would be my view. But I am not the committee, I'm the chairperson of the committee, so I will leave this matter in the good hands of the committee. I see two hands, Honorable Lesuma, Honorable Mrasetla, in that order.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good morning, colleagues. I will urge that, as correctly you outlined, Chair, that we agree with your suggestion. Of course, you are not the committee, hence you are allowing us to speak. To say if we go back to memory lane when we started before we gazetted the advert, there were other individual, organized individuals that came to us to make their input, which was the first leg, and they took us through, and we even clarified the difference between the sixth parliament process and the fifth parliament process. And then after that, also, if I can remind the members that in terms of public participation, as it were, there are various vehicles, but also some of those vehicles that are intertwined, such as one is the written submission, which allows everybody, organized and non-organized individuals, to submit their written submissions, which we have done it. And we even go to an extent of extending it because there was an outcry that is during the recess time. Two, the public hearings, as correctly you are saying, Chair, it was highly advertised in all possible vehicles to allow people to come, or individuals and organized individuals to come and make their submissions. And you even go further in all the public hearings to say, if we've got a written submission, please do leave it there by the table. So it was an overlapping in terms of that. I totally agree, and I urge members, I wouldn't encourage and be tempted to say we are rushing. We have never rushed anything, Chair. The time that we have been giving each other, we have been very patient giving each other the time, as you are correctly saying that. In short, Chair, I will agree that let's proceed. Everybody has never been excluded. We're very fair in terms of ensuring each and every individual and the collective. There is no private sector because they are part of the community. They were given that opportunity. So my plea, Chair, is to agree with your proposal that you have advanced. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Suma. Honorable Shivambo.
Chairperson, have you forgotten me?
No, I haven't. I think my gadget did not reflect. I'm sorry. No. It was the fault of my gadget. You come before Honorable Shibamo. Proceed.
As a bliss.
Honorable Rasetla.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Proceed. No, you don't have to plead. Yes.
Can you hear me, Chair? Yes. Chairperson, thank you.
Very well.
Yeah, thank you. I think, let me start by saying, Chairperson, I think in your opening remarks and in your way to try and respond to the concerns raised from the two leaders, you have tried your best to cut short any possible confusion. It is true that the role of the chair is to guard and spearhead the ship, that the ship does not go the wrong way. We can't afford to take the Nineveh route. the Tarashishi route when we are sent to Ninive. Chairperson, for starters, let me say, raise a point on this one, that what is it that we should avoid? Honorable members, to this August Portfolio Committee must avoid trying to dilly-dally by way of trying to buy time, unnecessarily so. This is the first plea and prayer that I will offer on this platform today. We should try to dilly-dally and unnecessarily buy away time. So why do I say so? You have already articulated it, and the same matter was corroborated by Honorable Lesum, that space and time was given to all and sundry to register their submissions through oral and written. That was given. And when people complained that not enough was done, extensions were given. Maybe let me advise here, by way of assisting, what should be do? We should be doing. You see, we will be listening to the concerns of both the DA and the Freedom Front Plus. If they were saying, we have got people from the banking society of South Africa and or anywhere else, we have got people who registered their concerns either in the written form or through public participation, but their concerns are not captured in the report. If they were saying so, it will be a completely different ballgame, Chairperson. But for them to come to this platform today or to this portfolio committee and say, we must open the submissions and open the public hearings, it will be an insult to this portfolio committee. Can we be considerate and take this process as serious as it is? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Murasetla. I think what happened to you is happening to Honorable Shivambu now, because on my machine, I see Honorable Masipa comes before Honorable Shivambu. I don't know, but I don't think what is important is who comes first. What is important is the argument that is presented. I hope Honorable Shivambu will not mind if we take Honorable Masipa first. Honorable Masipa?
Chair, I think...
Honorable Masipa?
Chair, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Let Honorable Shivambu go first. His hand has been up for a while.
Chair, can you hear me? I think that's a good spirit of collaboration that I was referring to. Yes, I hear you. Honorable Shivambu? Honorable Shivambu?
No, thanks, Chair. I think thus far the process has been open for all stakeholders to make submissions, oral and written, and all the submissions that have been made are going to be considered in terms of finalizing this particular process. So there's currently no need to make special arrangements for anyone. In terms of this particular process, we will consider all the views that have been made in terms of finalizing the report and amending the constitution to allow for reposition and expropriation of land without compensation. So all the views that have been made will be considered. So an impression must not be created that there's anyone who has been closed out in terms of this particular process. There's been several public hearings where the Banking Association and any other human being who have come to make their submissions. We have opened for written submissions and that has been considered. I don't think that we should entertain any other submissions. But also let's expose this thing that there is an attempt from the liberal white political parties to delegitimize this particular process. So every time there's progress, they'll always raise objections because they want to delegitimize this process and make it as if it's a wrong process because it's not even about the process itself. It's about their ideological conviction that we must not fulfill what was agreed in 2018 when we agreed to establish the Constitutional Review Committee and ultimately the other committee to amend Section 25 of the Constitution. It's not about the process. It's their ideological point of view, which they're trying to use this platform to abuse this platform to frustrate it so that would not ultimately achieve what the majority of the progressive forces have agreed. So let's note that, but and reject it with contempt.
On a point of order, Chair. On a point of order.
Thank you, Honorable Shibambo. Honorable Nuku.
On a point of order, Chair.
Yes.
This is Honorable Mpapama. This is Honorable Mpapama.
Yes, go ahead.
Chair, my point of order is that when members of this committee want to dispute something, they must
proceed.
Not put words in other people's mouths. We did not say we want to delay the process. We are just following procedure and past precedents. So let us not accept this thing of saying that people are trying to delay things. Nobody is trying to delay the process. All we are doing is try to keep to the process and procedure and past precedents. So please, Chair, protect us from these people. Nobody is trying to delay anything. All we are doing is making sure that we have exhausted public opinion on this. And if the public wants to come to Parliament, then we should allow the public to come to Parliament. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mbabama, last week in my opening, I said that in terms of our Constitution and Bill of Rights, there is freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, and freedom of opinion. And as a democratic committee operating under the Constitution, let's allow people to express their opinions. And it doesn't mean that when an opinion is expressed, that opinion has become law. Because at the end of the day, we have to persuade one another, like we did in the past, to find a solution. So that's why I also called for political tolerance. In other words, we must tolerate that the fact that other people may have opinions which are different from us, and that does not mean that we should suppress those opinions. So if we can move on that, and we don't really need to be agitated about this, I think let's accept the freedom of opinion, the freedom of expression, the freedom of speech, then we will deliver on our mandate.
No, Chair, they are casting aspersions on us. We are not trying to delay
Honorable
the process.
Noko?
We are not trying to delay the process. Let that be put on record.
Chair, but how is that a point of order when... How is that a point of order when it's a disagreement?
And I let the chair deal with the matter.
I haven't tried to have...
There's only one chair. Let the chair handle the situation. I'm saying that there's a difference between casting aspersions and expressing an opinion. Expressing an opinion is a constitutionally guaranteed right of all individuals. So let's leave the matter there and pursue our agenda of finding a consensus because this is not a DA process, it's not an ANC process or EFF process. This is a South African process. We are in the same boat. We need to find a solution to the challenges facing the country. Honorable Nuku.
Honorable Chair, thank you, really.
Honorable Nuku.
Chair, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, certainly. Proceed.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much.
I can hear you.
Yes. Your opening remark was that we...
I can hear you. Proceed.
Yes, I'm proceeding. Your opening remark was that we encourage stakeholders to make inputs into the bill. But Chair, let me remind you that a well-established practice, it's my first term in Parliament, but I know this, that there is a well-established practice that exists that even if public hearings are held in provinces, that a further round of public hearings is held at Parliament, during which specifically those who made expert-level written submissions about the mechanics or the substance of the bill in questions are afforded the opportunity to make oral submissions in this regard. So, Chair, for denying this opportunity for organized structures within the land space, like the banking sectors that have invested quite heavily in this land, I think it's very unfair, Chair. I think you'll have to really seriously reconsider this. This is a supreme law of the country that we are busy with. We are not busy with a small bill. We are busy with the supreme law of this country. I really want to make that point. My view is that we need to follow this practice, and failure to do this is probably constitutional delinquent. And we have failed our law. We have failed our people in not doing that. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Nuku, with the greatest respect to you, we adopted the program of this committee unanimously. No one from your party or from this committee raised the need for further hearing of the stakeholders. Now, as chairperson, I have not introduced anything. I'm carrying out the mandate of this committee and nothing else. So I don't believe that there is any unfairness here. I don't believe that there's any constitutional delinquency because I am implementing the decision of this committee, carrying out the mandate of this committee. So I really, with respect, don't agree with you. But as I said, I'm not the committee. I will allow other members of the committee to speak, and on the balance of the contribution, I will see who has persuaded who, and I will be guided by consensus or sufficient consensus in this matter. Can I ask Honorable Nkosi Mandela to address us? Ndabezitha.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues, and good morning, honorable members. Chair, I would like to appeal that you guide us. I am of the assumption that today we are supposed to, according to the agenda, be dealing with the report and considering the report. It is of my view that we have been able to give ample time for oral submissions as well as for written submissions. All stakeholders throughout the landscape of South Africa in every province were afforded an opportunity to make their submissions in public hearings, orally, or to submit written submissions to the committee. Now, it cannot be that once we have concluded that process, we then want to open it up for the elitists that have means in traveling and getting to Parliament and wanting to make second submissions. The masses of our people who are land hungry, who are poverty stricken, have no such means of traveling to Parliament. A fair and transparent process was afforded to all the people of the Republic. And we would like to appeal that we proceed with looking at the report and considering the report. If you were to open this, the faith, the interfaith missions will rally their people in this Easter to come and have their congregations gathering to Parliament, because they also feel they want to make submissions. Traditional leaders in throughout all provincial houses will send their people to Parliament to also want to make their submissions. And I would like to appeal to honorable members that the process of submissions, whether it be orally or written, has already been adhered to. And today's program is for us to consider the report that has been tabled before us. Thank you.
Honorable Mandela, I hear you and you are right. We have houses of traditional leaders. We have the National House. We have a Southern African Interfaith Council. We have South African Council of Churches. We have Southern African Bishops Conference. We have the Muslim Judicial Council. We have the Hindu associations. We have trade unions. Are we saying we are going to open for all these people? And if we do so, it means we are starting the process afresh, and all that has happened has become to nil. So this is actually an unreasonable request. But let me allow Dr. Mimi Gondwe. She will be the last person, and then I will make a ruling.
A person, I've raised my hand a long time ago. I would ask you to
Dr. Gondwe.
Yeah, hello, Remo. Dr. Gondwe. Can you hear me, Remo Tera? Remo Tera?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you. Proceed.
Yes, yeah, hello. Remo Tera, we are not trying to be difficult here. You will recall
when the president
was at the CRC process around calling in submitters to come and substantiate their written.
Proceed.
Submission. I'm talking, sir.
She is proceeding.
Remo Tera. Remo Tera, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes.
Yes, certainly.
We are not trying to be difficult here.
Proceed, I hear you.
Yes, sir, I'm trying to talk, but you keep interrupting me.
We're having network problems, so bear with us.
Okay, so I'm going to proceed. Ramotsehawe, I was saying that we're not trying to be difficult, and neither are we trying to...
No, proceed.
We are trying to point out where there was a precedent already set by the CRC process. And if you look at processes that NHI, there was an opportunity for submitters to come in and substantiate their written submissions. So all we are asking is that people who've made written submissions or organizations that have made written submissions be given an opportunity to come in. And Ramotsega, you will know for judgments like Lamosa, Doctors for Life, they have set the bar very high for Parliament when it comes to enabling public participation, because that's one of our mandates as Parliament, to ensure that the members of the public are able to participate in our processes. And we want to make sure for this mandate, we enable it as far and as wide as we possibly can. So we're not trying to be difficult. There was a precedent already set with the CRC process. So all we are asking is that those that have made written submissions be allowed to come in and substantiate those written submissions. Hape, I beg your indulgence. Can Vonani kindly confirm how many written submissions did we receive? Because as you pointed out, Honorable Mapula went there and she came up with numbers, and Vonani promised he would come back and confirm how many written submissions were received, because she came back and told us that there were a number of submissions that were received on performance, document belonging to various organizations and parties. So we would like a confirmation around that. Thank you so much.
Doctor, as leaders, we must be loyal to our decisions. We decided on the program, and at the moment we are following our decision, and we must be loyal to that decision. And according to that decision, today we are gathered here to consider the revised report. And this is what we must do. And if we want to know how many submissions were made, that is a legitimate request. But that request cannot be entertained in this meeting, because Advocate Bonani is providing secretarial services to this committee. He cannot go and back to the office and count the number of submissions. So can we agree that we are all going to be loyal to our decisions? I am not imposing anything as the chairperson. I am simply implementing the decisions of this committee, and I will remain loyal to the decisions of this committee. I have the last two hands, that is Honorable Dumede and Honorable Melda, and then we will go ahead and look at the revised report. Honorable Gumede?
Chair, I hope I'm clear. Chair, perhaps I want to concur with the views shared by other members of the committee, in the sense that people had, when the process started, people had options. It's either you submit a written report or you go to the public hearing and express your views. Chair, let me tell you, again, people had two options each. One could have submitted a written report, and secondly, go for the public hearing. that person would have benefited from both processes. I don't know the reason why people would then, after all processes are finished and completed, they want again to come back and begin to say, may then be once again heard. Chair, let me say that. It's again, this is the temptation. People may begin to say things that are not part of the reports that they submitted, part of their submissions. They may begin to reinvent the reports or the submissions that they submitted. It may not be a good thing to accept people that would have submitted, because you are quite correct, Chair, that it will mean you open up and you tell all others or people that would have submitted the written one or the public hearings, rather the oral submissions, to come back and make the presentation. But again, Chair, let me say, procedurally, we are not correct. Procedurally, we are not correct. We were in the process of considering the report. We haven't even started considering the report. The chair was interjected and was discussing the item that is not even part of the agenda. The person who raised this should in fact have requested that the chair considers including an item to discuss this item that we are discussing. We have in fact taken almost an hour discussing the item that is not part of the agenda. So Chair, let's get back to the agenda and this item be put aside, and but the decision you are taking and other members is very correct. It's not part of the agenda. If perhaps it was raised during the process of discussing the report, it would have been better understood. But for now, it's just coming from nowhere and it's not part of the process. It's taking our time. Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, Honorable Gumede is perfectly right that actually the meeting is out of order, and I allow comrades to talk, because I don't want to be accused of making myself the committee. But I fully agree with Honorable Gumede that the meeting is out of order. This matter is not on the agenda. What is on the agenda is consideration of the report. But I will allow Dr. Mulder and Honorable Shibambo to speak, and I'll make the ruling, because the process must proceed. And I think there is sufficient consensus that we must proceed according to the agenda. But I will be tolerant of the deviation, which is procedurally wrong, as Honorable Gumede is saying. Dr. Mulder, I see Nkosi Mandela as well.
Yes.
I'll take those hands.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity. Let me make a few points in response to what we have discussed. First of all, you made the point that we have a date and a deadline set by Parliament. I understand that, but surely when we are dealing with an amendment to the Constitution, a date set by Parliament should not be the ultimate judge in the sense whether we deal with a process that amends the Constitution technically correctly. So that's the first point I would like to make. The second point you made was if we allow the banking society, what about all the other institutions of civil society that would perhaps would like to come and make a representation to the committee? Now, I absolutely agree with you, and there is proven precedent in Parliament throughout all parliaments, since the first parliament right through to the sixth parliament. This has been the precedent in terms of how these kind of issues. We've asked for written submissions. Organizations would request the opportunity to come and give evidence in front of the committee. In other words, they would like to come and explain, and not only explain, sometimes in the written submission, they only give certain points, but they would like to elaborate and explain their position. Now, you point out that we cannot deal with that because you are sticking to the... But with all due respect, Chairperson, you gave the opportunity to look into the submission which happened the last couple of days last week. That some organizations have requested the opportunity to come and give oral evidence in front of the committee. That's a development that we need to take into consideration. And obviously, what has happened in the past? Committees would then have drawn up a list of people requesting to give oral evidence, and then the committee would discuss that and decide amongst ourselves, we are going to allow the following organizations to come to the committee and give oral evidence, ranging through the whole spectrum of society, traditional leadership, religious organizations, the business sector, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm absolutely in favor of that. I've got no problem with that. The problem is, Chairperson, if you are going to take the committee to a position where we are not going to allow organizations to give oral evidence, which they request us to do, it would set a new precedent, as it would be the first time in a committee, and this time dealing with the Constitution, we are actually taking a decision that we are not going to allow people who ask to come and give written oral evidence in front of the committee, that we decide we are not going to allow them. I plead with you to make that possible. I plead with you to look into the process and how we can achieve that. I hear you are trying, you're planning to make a ruling on sufficient consensus. I do not accept sufficient consensus, Chairperson. If you want to take a decision that you are not going to allow people to come and give oral evidence, then I'm asking you to allow the parties to express their view in terms of a vote, because I feel very strongly against this, and I think you are setting a very bad example in terms of the whole process. We are amending the Constitution. It was correctly pointed out that our courts have set a very high bar in terms of public participation. And if we decide that we're not going to allow organizations, we run the risk of falling foul of the perceived law at this stage and the precedent that Parliament has set itself. I need to make a last point. You've said we should allow freedom of expression and freedom of speech. I accept that. I want to say I take very strong exception to Mr. Shivambu. I find it very strange that the EFF can't look at the world through any other glasses than racist glasses. To refer to white parties, that is a racist statement. And it's amazing to me that their outdated, failed socialist policies are always brought and be told to us that they are progressives. They're not progressives, they are archaic. So, Chairperson, I would propose that we allow people to come to Parliament, those who ask in terms of the organizations, to give oral evidence, and I would formally propose that we do that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Dr. Melda, I want to agree with you that deadlines by Parliament are not the alpha and omega. And that's why Parliament has been tolerant. They gave us two extensions. But at the same time, we must not abuse Parliament by failure to be loyal to our decisions. What we are doing in this meeting is to implement our own decision to adopt a program. And we are following a program that we unanimously agreed to. But also, you know, we should not address a need that has not arisen. Because this need to hear additional voices has not actually arisen. The only request that we have received is from the Banking Association of South Africa. But why don't we move on, deal with the report, listen to the parliamentary legal services, and then at that stage, we can see, review the situation. But at the moment, there's no basis to review the situation. We must proceed. But I don't hold any brief for Honorable Shibambo. Honorable Shibambo spoke about liberalism. And liberalism is an ideology that is known, that exists. And there are black or African liberals and white liberals. So if one refers to liberals, one is not being racist, with due respect. I think we should not go that route. And I will also appeal to Honorable Shibambo not even to entertain that, because he has not made any racist insinuations or suggestions.
Honorable Chairperson, on a point of order, Chairperson, on a point of order, unfortunately you are wrong. Mr. Shivambu specifically referred to whites. He referred to whites. That is a racist statement, and I object to it.
White parties.
No. Let the Chairperson address the matter. In South Africa, we talk about white and black people. So it's not Honorable Shibambo created white society or black society. And all I'm saying is that there are black liberals and white liberals. And maybe we need another day. We need another day to discuss the politics of race. But I think here, Honorable Shibambo has not dealt with race. Honorable Shibambo?
Thanks, Chair. Oh, thanks. Thank you very much, Chair. We'll deal with these things. Like, I've got a political party which has got 100% white members and doesn't want to be referred to as a white political party. But it's okay. We'll discuss that on a separate occasion. And one, this person who just spoke now, Mr. Melda, is not a member of this committee. You can't try to instruct us here.
I am a member of the committee. You should wake up.
But I'm speaking.
No,
I allowed you to speak.
Oh.
I allowed you to speak.
Yes, and you know, when I addressed this meeting last week, I said, even if you don't agree with people, allow them to finish what they want to say, because that is their own opinion, and they are entitled to it. Proceed, Honorable Shibambo.
Chair?
No.
Chair? Point of order, Chair?
Yes.
Chair, can you really run this meeting properly? Just allow the members to speak through you, not directly to one another. Otherwise, we are not going to really get to the business of the day. Thank you, Chair.
I agree with you, Honorable Nogu. That's why I say I recognize Honorable Shibambo. Let him finish what he wants to say, and people must accept he has the right to express his own opinions, and I have given them time to express their own opinions. Honorable Shibambo, proceed.
No, I was just emphasizing the simple fact that an impression must not be created that this process has not been consultative and has not exhausted the consultation process. You must remember that we are here because of the first parliamentary resolution that established the Constitutional Review Committee, where we listened to people in communities and received oral presentations on the same question. And then after the Constitutional Review report was adopted, there was a specific resolution by Parliament in terms of what is the mandate of this committee, and which more or less went back to the communities to literally deal with the same question that was dealt with by the Constitutional Review Committee. There has never been, since 1994, been a thorough and deeper consultation process than this process has been defined. There's never been any other legislation or constitutional amendment process that has had an intensive consultation than this particular process thus far. So an impression must never be created that there was never consultation. It has been exhausted. We know who stands where, we know the views of all these formations. Even the Banking Association, by the way, came to the constitutional review submissions, made their submissions. We know what they want to repeat in terms of all these issues. They've made an oral submission. They've made a written submission. We're not closing out anyone's view in terms of this process. We have an obligation now as elected representatives to take a decision on what must happen, what must be the way forward. We have listened to all the perspectives, but we need to ultimately finalize this particular process so that we amend the constitution. And we must not tiptoe around that because we're going to, we think that we must please minorities' insecurities. It's not our obligation. If people are insecure, it's their own challenge. Let us finalize this process. Let's take it to its logical conclusion and leave the racist out of this process.
Honorable Mandela, you are last. Honorable
Thank
Mandela.
You, Honorable. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I would like to reiterate, Honorable Chair, that we cannot open a separate platform for the elitist society in the Republic of South Africa. This process of public hearings and receiving oral submissions as well as written submissions was open for all citizens of the Republic. And now, just because a public hearing is set in Hammanskraal doesn't mean that the elitist banking society of Pretoria cannot go to Hammanskraal. This is a location that was decided upon by Parliament and afforded everyone an equal opportunity to come and present. It cannot be that through this ad hoc committee, Honorable Chair, we then separately afford an opportunity for the elitists and the haves in South Africa to be able to have their own process which is separate from the masses of our people. I would like to call the Honorable members to order and ensure that we adhere to an equal opportunity for all the interests of our people. I strongly object that after having done the work that is necessary to be done, we now want to open a separate platform for those that can afford to come to Parliament in their private jets and luxury planes and leave the masses of our people around the country who also want to have a second bite. This process has been dealt with and we have exhausted it and would like to plead with you once again, Honorable Chair, that we proceed with the business of the day, that being the consideration of the report. I thank you.
Honorable members, I am not going to make a ruling on the basis of a vote or on the basis of a sufficient consensus. I want to make a ruling on the basis of procedure. Honorable Gumede has pointed out that actually the meeting is out of order because on our agenda, no one suggested that we amend the agenda to deal with any other matter other than consideration of the report. So I have a responsibility to be loyal to your decisions. And your decision is that today we are considering the report. So I'm not imposing anything. So I'm going to call upon Dr. Tuli to present the report. Dr. Tuli.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to you and members of the committee. May I ask Bonani to fly to the report, please? Bonani?
Advocate Bonani?
Yes, I'm trying to
push up. Okay. Whilst he is trying to fly to Chairperson, let me just say, Chairperson, that last week we asked by the committee to revise the program or the report in terms of the issues that were raised in the committee itself. And we were also... Honourable Gqaba was asked to also give us a presentation or just the issues that he referred to, and we have engaged with him, Chairperson, on the matters that were raised in the committee as requested. In terms of the cover page, Chairperson, I will just go to the issues that were raised in the committee and then speak to them. So if we go to the cover page, Bonani, just up a little, yes. We have corrected it, and it now correctly reflects as a report on public participation on the Constitution 18th Amendment Bill. And the next page that members need to look at is page number 9, Bonani. And page number 9, Chairperson, what we included is actually written in italics, so for ease of reference for members. Yes. Number, page 9, I think. You go down, it is a paragraph. Oh, no. I think you need to go up a little bit, Bonani. Up. Up. Might be on page 8. 9. Sorry. Up. Up, Bonani. Yes, that paragraph. Chairperson, you would recall that there were issues about the report that we may have done an analysis on the report, on the submissions that were made. That paragraph serves to indicate that the report is actually a reflection of the views of the submitters as expressed in their submissions. However, also noting that the submitters, there was a lot of them, so it was important for us to actually synthesize the information without analyzing it. So that paragraph reads as follows. What follows in the below section is the presentation of the views of the public on the bill and their views outside of the bill, which relates to Section 25 in general. So the report synthesizes their views and reflects their views as expressed in the submission. Thus, no form of analysis of the views of the public was done in this report. Instead, the extracts from the submissions are reflected, and that, as requested by the committee as well, selected paragraphs are referenced as requested by the committee in our last meeting, Chairperson. And the next page that members need to consider is a page 12 or 13, Bonani. There we go. That is the page of, is it 13? Yes. What happened there, Chairperson? The subheading was themes emanating from the written submissions before. And members felt that that is where we did the analysis. And we changed that because we did not make any analysis of the submissions to other matters from the written submissions. And it's also important to note that in this section, basically, It is what is outside of the field as advertised by the committee, but really speak to Section 25 as a whole. And we just added that paragraph in italics, referring to the fact that we could not put all the references in terms of the names of people, because that will affect the length and the readability of the report itself. And those members are referred to the submissions on a folder on submissions, which is made available to all members for perusal. And also to note that the subheadings reflected in the report are either developed from reading the submissions or extracted directly from the submissions. Sorry, Chairperson, that was my phone. And also, Chairperson, you would see that under each issue that is raised by the members of the public, at the bottom, we have added the sources as requested by the committee. For example, this on this page now, we put the sources in terms of the international relations, race relations, supported by many submitters, and we had Yanni Stradom of Agri Western Cape and many others who have actually made submissions on that point. We did the same under the custodianship or ownership of land, so that members can also see who are the people, just a few, that have made submissions on that point. For example, we have Albert Edeling of Edeling and Imel Mantrofu Rias, and Tsepo Musala, Siabulela Twala, and others who have actually made submissions on those. So I just wanted to point out to members what we have done in response to the issues that were raised in the meeting last week, and also after a consultation with Honorable Father. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
I think the first thing to consider is whether or not the official, the revised report addresses the concerns that the committee had. And then the second would be, how do we, if they have done so, which I believe they did, whether we are going to look at the report paragraph by paragraph until the end. But let's first settle the first question. The first question is, are members satisfied that the officials have taken their concerns and revised the text according to your recommendations? Can we hear from the members? Honorable Lusuma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Let's start by appreciating and welcome the good work that has been done by the administration. And of course, also appreciate the written submission on the presentation in responding to the report that was made by Honorable Baba. We highly appreciate, because it takes time also to do that. To say it does on what we agreed upon, then we can deal with the second leg if there's any other second leg. But I just want to confirm, Chair, that with appreciation. Thank you very much.
Okay, Honorable Mandela. Honorable Kaba,
thank you very much. I wish to confirm that following the meeting of the committee that made certain recommendations with respect to the report, the administration led by Dr. Twalo looked at the presentations, revised the report, and revised the report, and that we confirmed that the report does take into account the concerns, and in that way, I have no hesitation to confirm that the report is indeed validly before us, and that the committee must support this and then look at other matters that are just a matter of drafting, and as you have actually directed, Chair. I hereby confirm that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Gqaba. Honorable Mandela, did you raise your hand? Honorable Mandela?
Honorable Chair? Yes, Honorable Chair, am I audible?
Yes. You are.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also, Honorable Chair, welcome the report that has been put before us. I have also taken an opportunity to read through the presentation that has been put to us. But I would like to flag out, Honorable Chair, that particularly on the aspect of oral submissions and written submissions, two issues, one being that in the public hearings we attended, we came across a number of traditional leaders, Amandebele.
Honorable Mandela, let me just interrupt you. I want us to first exhaust the first question, whether or not the administration has done what they were requested to do by the committee. Once that is settled, then we will come to this, the issues that you want to raise. Can we first hear other members? Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I support what the Honorable Member have said. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any member of this committee who thinks that the administration has not done what they were requested to do? So, because there's no hand, it means that the administration have carried out the decision of this committee, and they produced a revised report that is acceptable to us. Now, the second question is, now, how do we go about dealing with the report? Do we do it paragraph by paragraph and then highlight shortcomings or otherwise of the report? And I see Honorable Lesoma, but Honorable Mandela was already on the platform. Can I allow you to address us, and then I'll go to Honorable Lesoma. Honorable Mandela.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. As I had alluded to, having read the report that has been put before us, Honorable Chair, and if we are to take the approach of reading paragraph by paragraph, what I seem to see lacking in the report perhaps is to flag out two issues, that of traditional leaders, as during our public hearings, traditional leaders throughout the country utilized the Provincial House of Traditional Leaders. They utilized the National House of Traditional Leaders as well as Contra Lesa. And some traditional leaders actually came before the public hearings. I remember sitting in Bank. We were able to see Amandebele come to make their submission. And theirs was very clear that whilst we are dealing with the amendment of Section 25, expropriation of land without compensation, they would want to ensure that land of Amandebele is returned to Amandebele. So I would like, Honorable Chair, that the committee assists in ensuring that it's located, that submission, both on the oral as well as on the written submissions. But secondly, Honorable Chair, having attended the public hearings, particularly in the Western Cape, we had a number of Sen and Khoi descendants, popularly known as Abatwa, who said that they were one of the first people to witness the brutality of land disposition as early as 1655. And I would also want to point it to the committee, Honorable Chair, that that also has not been recorded in terms of their submission, both on orally as well as on written submissions, and I'd like that to be taken note of, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mandela. Honorable Soma.
Thank you, Honorable,
Honorable Soma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and colleagues. I wanted to respond directly to the question in terms of the approach of how do we navigate to the report, having appreciated and welcomed the good work that has done by the administration, is that it will assist when we go page by page in terms of the report and see where can we factor the points that Honorable Mandela is raising, in particular in chapter 3 and chapter 3 and 4, which will be better located as it were. Thank you very much, Chair. But also we must satisfy ourselves that we have gone through the report formally in this sitting. Thank you very much, Chair.
I don't see any other hand. And I think we have to be meticulous. We have to be thorough when we deal with this revised report that we have all accepted. And I want to say, let's go page by page. And we say, page one, what are the issues? Is there anything, issue that was raised, either in the oral or written submissions or public hearings, which was not captured? and those who know English say silence means consent. Can we move to page two?
May it be flighted, Chair, for us as well. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that intervention. Advocate Bonane? Advocate Bonane, can you flight? Great. That is the structure, and we are happy with the structure. And now we are in chapter one, just flight the whole of chapter one. Anything in chapter one, on that first page, then the second one is the mandate of the Ad Hoc Committee. I think that's well known. Proceed. constitutional framework and other guidelines. I think that's well noted. Then public participation, the approach. Is there anything on the approach? I don't see any hand. Can you proceed? public hearings. Is there anything that we want to raise under public hearings? I don't see any hand. Layout of the public participation report. I think by accepting the revised report, we by implication accept that, then conclusion. Can we move on? Okay, to Bonani.
Chair, the prayer by Nkosi Mandela.
Honorable Mandela.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I was just going to indicate the issues I raised perhaps ought to be located within the public hearing report. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's correct. We have already raised the issues and then we have found where they fit in. Now, can we go to chapter two? Lower your hand, Honorable Mandela, unless you want to come in on this part. Okay. Proceed, Advocate. The advertisement of the bill is common knowledge. I see something traditional leaders are coming to also. Okay, fine. Summary of submissions. Proceed. Advocate, proceed. 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 Custodianship of land to proceed. 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 Thank you. proceed.
It be solely on the conclusion. I just want to see the conclusion, my chaperson. My apology for not raising the hand.
No, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, no, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, proceed, advocate.
Quickly, Chair. It's Floyd here. Can we go to the part which was in conclusion now?
Okay, advocate.
It says the whole process elicited more than 200,000 submissions. Is that the correct number? Because when this the last paragraph says that the process elicited more than 200,000 submissions. Is that a correct number? Because when these people challenge this, they will use these numbers to try to legitimize it.
Advocate, that's a fair question. Can you address it?
Yes, Chair, I confirm that it is an accurate reflection of the number of submissions received.
All right.
Those are written submissions.
Those are written submissions.
Yes. Sorry, Chair.
It's written submissions that also include petitions that were sent time and over again.
Okay, it means, yes, who is that?
This is Honorable Mbapama.
Proceed
on this very point, The thing says the whole process elicited more than 200,000 submissions. So we can't say this is an accurate number when it says more than. So it means that it's not an exact number. I was of the opinion that Advocate Vonani would give us the correct number exactly. I think this came from Glynis Breitenbach, who was working with him in the submissions. Maybe Advocate can just clarify that for us. Advocate Vonani?
No, sorry. There's no trench mesh. You are right to say more than. It's not an exact number. But we can expect Advocate Vonani now in this meeting to go and verify the exact number. Let's accept that.
With all due respect, Chair, I did not say he must go and verify. This is based on what was agreed between him and Glynis Breitenbach. If he can just clarify himself, because with due respect, sir, you were not there.
With due respect to you, the meeting of the two did not inform this report. That's why I'm saying we must give Advocate Vonani an opportunity to go and make sure what is the exact number, but that cannot be done in this meeting. So I agree with you. We need an exact number, but for the purpose of this meeting, we will accept that there were more than 200,000, but we need the exact number. Advocate Ramano. Advocate Ramano.
Yes, Chair. I was struggling to, to unmute myself. Mm-hmm. No, I can confirm that we discussed the issue of the number of submissions with Advocate Breitenbach, but there was no agreement that I should have that number today. So we are still looking at the, we are still telling the numbers, so I will give the number at a later stage.
Okay. I hope you are happy with that because that's the reasonable explanation. But
thank you, actually, sir, I am.
Okay, thank you. And actually, this number of submissions then even raises the question. If we want to call people to parliament, are we going to call 200,000 people or more? Is that reasonable? Is that doable? But I don't, I'm not opening that for discussion. I'm just making an observation. Can you proceed, Advocate Romano? Advocate Romano? Who is Dr. Tuli? We want somebody who can move the...
Okay. Bonani is sharing the screen, Chair.
Oh, I mean, sometimes the internet is unstable and then we can't hear him. Okay. Can we proceed? There's no hand. Can we proceed? Yes. Yes.
Honorable Chair, can it just go up a little bit in terms of the schedule? Or list of members of Parliament? Okay, it's fine.
Okay. Proceed. 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 Honorable members, I'm not rushing you. I'm just taking into account the fact that you have read the report as well. But if you feel that we're too fast, stop me, I will stop and afford you an opportunity. Proceed.
Chair, if we can go, my no, Chair, I just want to go through the second bulletin from the bottom of this page, that it says that and the majority of submissions and all that, and some from the members and political parties. I think the point that was raised also by Honorable Mandela can find its expression located somewhere there as well. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you for your vigilance. Proceed. Proceed. Proceed.
One second, Chair. Let me just go. Chair, may we go to the summary of the fund? The summary of the. Okay, no, I'm fine, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay. Proceed. Honorable members, you all have the right to stop us if you want to address us. You have the equal rights, all of you. Proceed. Proceed. Everyone pretty fruit ceiling.
Okay, now I say ask to, okay, I'll tell you if you.
Proceed. Proceed. Proceed.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
Could we go back a bit to the part that talks to submission from political parties?
Okay, with pleasure.
In this province. I see that there is no, we have not included the submissions from the DA on this. And I am sure they were made, so I will just check on it and come back in the next sitting of this committee to this. But I feel that the DA did make some proposals for amendments. Thank you, Chair.
That's a fair request. Is acceded to. Let's proceed. Yeah, oh, proceed. Why don't you just get in there, please, for a second?
Oh, no, I don't know, but it's better.
Proceed. 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 Proceed.
No, he is not agent.
Chair, if I can make a comment, which is an assumption that whereby it talks about the submissions, it reflects the political party submissions is taken directly from the written submissions that were submitted. I just want confirmation on that. There was no rewriting and correcting English.
Okay.
I need confirmation on my assumption, Chair.
Can you just repeat that?
My assumption is that to say that under the
Advocate Bonani, just stop.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
If I may repeat myself, is to say that my assumption will be correct to say the admin took directly from the written submission from various political parties, as it were. There was no English correcting and all that. I just need that confirmation, that's all.
Dr. Tuli, can you assist us?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. We did not do any editing of information that was given to us, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you covered, Honorable Masumi? Okay.
Very much so. Properly, Chair. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chairperson?
Yes. Yes, proceed.
Chairperson, bullet number 7 on arguments rejecting the amendment, and this is the thing about the report. I find that there isn't consistency when it comes to saying, you find that in certain parts of the report it says arguments supporting and then and then arguments against. So if there could be consistency in the subheadings as well. But bullet number 7, there was also reference made to the skilling of people in order for them to work the land and to a skills transfer of some sort happening. I remember this submission came from Agri Limpopo during the public hearing held in at Makwarela Community Hall. And then during the hearing in Tomo Community Hall, Deidre Carter of Agri Limpopo raised an objection to the public hearing being held in Tomo because she said that there's very little agricultural activity in Tomo and very little land lies in private hands. And she asked why we were having the public hearing there instead of having it in Waterbeg. And I wondered whether that would be noted anywhere in the report.
What are members saying on that? Especially those who are part of that. Is there Honorable Bongo here? Oh no, okay.
Chair, through you, Chair, this is Honorable Babam.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking other members to confirm what she's saying, or are you asking the members of the administration if they can incorporate what she's saying? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, I'm asking members of the administration. Maybe I should not also put them on the spot. I think we have been raising issues which are either not captured or not captured properly.
Exactly,
let us
leave this
matter with the administration to attend to.
Yeah. So I'll be happy for the administration to do the recording and pick up on that, especially the public hearing at Tomo Community Hall. I distinctly remember Deidre Carter of Agri Limpopo raising this.
No, it's fine. I think they had it and they will attend to the matter. let's proceed. Proceed.
If something goes wrong, we need to have stopped the whole parliament. We can't go.
Proceed. Dr. Tuli? Dr. Tuli?
Yes, Chairperson.
Keep on scrolling. I'll be out for 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Dr. Tuli, can you go to Northwest, please?
It's actually Bonani who's doing the thing.
Okay, so yes. Have we passed Northwest already?
No, I think Northwest is coming after Mpumalanga.
Okay. I have a point under bullet 2 of the Mpumalanga public hearing, arguments against. You can go up a bit. I think you've already passed it. It's right. I think it's the argument against the amendment.
Hello,
Honorable Mandela. Honorable Mandela.
Yes, Bonan.
Yes, you address an issue relating to the Amanda Valley. I don't know if adequately covered it.
Okay, I'm covered. Thank you.
Bonan.
Yeah. Yeah, still going down to Northwest.
No, but I wanted to make a contribution under Mpumalanga as well. I think the second bullet.
Which bullet is that?
The second bullet under the argument against the amendment. Right at the top. I don't think this point clearly articulates what was said, because I remember this submission. It was an oral submission made in MLO by Mpumalanga Agriculture. The point there was that 90 to 95% of farmers use their land as collateral when securing production loans from banks and cooperatives. And if land is expropriated without compensation, these farmers will not be able to secure the production loans and will invariably owe banks and cooperatives. I'm not sure if the... I'm just worried that the way it's captured here doesn't clearly articulate that point, that you've got a majority of farmers that use their land as collateral when securing production loans from banks and cooperatives. And if land is expropriated, these farmers will find themselves in a situation where they're unable to secure loans and will invariably owe banks and cooperatives.
So okay, can we leave that to the administration to sort out?
Yes, if they could listen to that recording and confirm that. That's the way I...
Yeah.
We can move okay, north.
Proceed. Yeah, let's move. Let's move. Dr. Tuli, okay.
Ramotera, I'd like to come in again. There are 2 points that I feel were left under the Northwest public hearing. There are two submissions. One submission was made on behalf of AfriForum stating that land grabbing and not paying for it is tantamount to theft. The same submitter also made the point that the state owns a quarter of all agricultural land and that they're not against land reform but are against land grabs. And if land is seized without paying for it, the country will experience lower economic growth. I did not see the point there. I stand to be corrected. The second point is this oral submission was made in Potchefstroom to the effect that the state owns 2 million hectares of land, and if there's going to be any redistribution of that land, it should start with this land. And the point was made that redistribution can happen without having to amend the constitution.
Okay, can we leave that to the administration to sort out?
Thank you.
Advocate Romano. Proceed. Proceed. Advocate, proceed. 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 Proceed.
Ramutaha, I would like to come in again. Bullet number four, I recall the submitter of this particular oral submission that was made in Mossel Bay saying that there was a fear that not only will land be expropriated, but so too will people's properties. If they could just cross-check whether they picked that up on the recording as well. And then bullet number five, the submitter of this particular oral submission made again in Mossel Bay not only indicated that the majority of land claimants opted for money rather than land, but also stated that the majority of land claims were in respect of urban and not rural land.
Okay, can we proceed with that? Noted. The administration will attend to that. Proceed.
This is Henda.
Okay, Dr. Mulder.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just, after we finished with this, I would just would like to make a general statement to the CARP report, but I guess you will give us an opportunity to do so. Thank you.
No, I'll do so, by all means. Honorable Lusoma, I noted you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. On conclusion, if it can come back, the conclusion, please. Can be flighted once more. Thank you very much. This report on public hearings adequately captures the views and the da-da-da, it goes on and on. I want to submit to the committee chair that the selection or the choice of that word, it does create an air problem. But also, if we would have taken that word, we wouldn't have made the submissions that we have made now in terms of the corrections and agreed to be inserted in the report. And I will suggest that we change that word to say it seeks to capture almost all the views da-da-da-da, it continues, because if it adequately, so it doesn't give any room to do anything with it. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you for your vigilance. Proceed. Is this the end of the report?
Yes, Chair.
Dr. Murder said he wants to make a general statement. You are free to do so.
Thank you, Chairperson. I appreciate that. Chairperson, if you look at this report and you look at the first heading of the report, and we dealt with that, the report says it's a report on public participation on the Constitution 18th Amendment Bill. And then it deals with all the various aspects. Now, quite obviously, if we talk about public participation, it deals with written submissions, as well as with the public hearings, and I think we all understand that. My problem is the following. When we come to the part in the report that deals with the public hearings, throughout the process, it goes into details in terms of people representing political parties. You can say ANC members made the following points, or EFF members at the public hearings made the following points. My problem is this. Other political parties made use of written submissions. For example, the Freedom Front Plus submitted a very extensive written submission. But in the part of the report where it deals with written submissions, it does not refer to the political parties that made written submissions and their points of view. So my problem is, if you look at the report in totality, I think we should either refer and accept that parties, different parties, political parties in Parliament made submissions, and we should also recognize that in the written submission part. But I think it should not be a question or a case where you give recognition to certain parties that made their points of view known and others you don't use that. That's the first point. My second problem is, Chairperson, on page 25 of the report, it deals with the public hearings and it lists the submissions during those hearings made by the public. And then it gives a schedule where it clearly indicates of the total submissions, written public hearing submissions that were made, 1,666, I think, opposed to the amendment to the Constitution. I think it's absolutely necessary that it should also be reflected in exactly the same way when we deal with the written submissions. So at the moment, the report indicates more than 200,000. I think we need the exact number of written submissions, and we also need an indication report in exactly the same way that we've dealt on page 25 in terms of so many in favor and so many against. Thank you, Chairperson. Much appreciated.
Dr. Mirda, you are right. That also relates to the question of consistency. I think the administration have heard you, and they are competent to address those issues. Can we leave it to them?
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, we have now the following options. Option number one is to adopt the report subject to additions that have been suggested, or to adopt the report after those additions have been made. What are your views? What option do you prefer?
Chair, Honorable Mpapama, may I come in?
Yeah. Yes.
Chair, I would recommend that we adopt option two, whereby we adopt the report after the additions have been made. The reason why I'm saying that is that some of us also need to go back to our notes again, especially on the point that was raised by myself and Honorable Mulder in cases where other political parties were not quoted in the report. So, Chair, I would please recommend that we wait until all the input has been put in. That's my first point. And then secondly, I want to make this open and ask if if we may be allowed to talk to the secretariat directly. Because the reason why I'm saying that is that I am worried that next week or next time we sit down and meet and I come in with a new point that has to be added to the report, there might be some objection from some of the members to say, now, why didn't you bring it up last week? And yet we are human, Chair. We err, we forget things, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm really asking to do is that we adopt the report after the additions, after all additions suggested by members have been done, obviously within reason. I'm not saying that we must keep that on and on forever. Thank you.
With due respect, as soon as we allow members to go to talk to the administration, it may boil down to undue influence. You know, the members of the administration are professional people. They have their professional integrity to protect. They must protect the integrity of the institution. So I think the contact, which I also authorized, was if you go to them to access information, but not to discuss the the formulation or anything. I think as far as the additions and formulations are concerned, all those things must be raised in the meeting like now, and we have done that. So that is sufficient. So there shouldn't be any discussions with the administration. It may compromise their professional integrity, the integrity of the institution, and it may raise suspicions that some members have prevailed over the administration. So I don't want to put the administration in such a difficult situation, which may also boil down to unethical conduct.
Thank you for that wisdom, Chair. I agree with you completely. Then I would ask that we also make submissions.
But
to
on the point of order, Chair. On the point of
Chair,
order,
my
Chair.
Hand is up, Chair.
On a point of order, we can't have a dialogue. And this member has been doing this since the beginning of the meeting. This, it's not a meeting only. There's a chairperson who is presiding over the meeting.
You do it every day when I see Vambo.
But you must shut up and listen to what is happening.
Shut up,
Honorable members, honorable members, we have done very well up to now. Let's continue on that note. I have recognized Honorable Lesuma, Honorable Gumede, and Honorable Shibambo in that order.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think you have assisted us. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and the colleagues. I would say we accept the report, not necessarily to use the word adopt. We accept the report as a living resource document that you can work on as a reference point. Why? Let me qualify why I'm raising you choosing that word that we accept it, Chair. It's because we still have got, in our next meeting, we're supposed to be dealing now with the actual text. So it doesn't, shouldn't be holding us on doing what we're supposed to do, which is more fundamental and important in terms of amending the actual text as it were. So I submit, Chair, having agreed with your point, is to say that let's accept the report as a living resource document that can be used. That will allow and afford members, as they deem wish, as they deem so, to say they want something to be in, to be included in the report. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Lesuma, Honorable Gumede. Honorable Libuleno, I noted you. Honorable Kava, I noted you.
Chair, I wanted to recommend that you give all parties, if we call it parties, an opportunity that of the things that were raised today and some other things that they may come up later with them, they be given an opportunity that they, rather than interact with officials, they submit at least to the officials, and then the officials will amend accordingly. But that must be subject to the matter that it is on the report rather than a new item altogether. That's the Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Member, can we agree that by interacting with officials, we simply mean that you submit each party, as Honorable Gumede is saying, the parties, things that they've raised here, if they formulate them and submit to Advocate Bonane, but there should be no interaction which involves discussion. It must be submission or request.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, so I thank you, Honorable Gumede. I think that's very helpful. Honorable Shibambo.
I was saying exactly the same thing. It's so strange. Now it's accepted.
No, Honorable Mbabama, you were saying the same thing, but there was altercation between you and Honorable. I couldn't hear properly. But
there's favoritism happening here. favoritism happening here.
You can't do that.
I said exactly the same thing that Gumete said. I said exactly the same thing that Gumete said. Someone is favoritism. Ninja.
We need to raise an order to Honorable Mpapama, or you can kick her out of this meeting. We can't continue listening to her all this time. She has to raise her hand, just like many of us. We cannot continue with like this, Honorable Chair.
You will not raise your hand because you know that what he's saying is what you want. Kick me out if you want to. I'm telling you that.
Comrades.
I'm telling you that.
No, comrade Nolita, comrade Mpapama, let me say this. You know, comrade Mpapama correctly
Honorable.
Said, can I speak? I'm on the floor now. Honorable Mpapama correctly said, can we interact with the administration? And comrade Gumede also said, can we interact with the administration? I said, such interaction should be limited to submission of a written elaboration of what was raised in the meeting. So I'm happy that Honorable Mpapama and Honorable Gumede agree. So there's no issue.
Only after Gumede said it. After me, you said no. You are biased, Chair. You are biased.
That's your opinion, and I will improve.
Chair, you never said no. If ever she did, you never said no.
No, that's true. I never said no. I just allowed other speakers.
We'll get the recording. We'll get the recording. He did say no to me. Yeah. He said
no,
I cannot go there.
Fine. Fine. You are entitled to the recording. Let's not
I'm
fight.
Raising an order. I'm raising an order.
Honorable Nolita?
Yes, Chair. We have listened and continue to listen to Honorable Mpapama disrespecting this committee, disrespecting you as a chair. He even went on to call Honorable Shivambo a question, and we kept quiet. And then I'm saying that the way that she is behaving is wrong. And then she shouted at me. She is out of order, Chair. She is very out of order the way that Honorable Mpapama is behaving in this committee today. Thank you, Chair.
My honorable members, the only thing that qualifies us to be honorable members is our self-respect and respect for others. Once we cease to respect ourselves and respect others, we don't qualify to be honorable members. But let's agree that going forward, the house rule is self-respect and respect for others. And that means that shouting on other honorable members is unacceptable. Using derogatory language is unacceptable. And please, we are public representatives. We are public representatives. And if we don't respect one another, how are we going to even respect the public? Because the platform that we are using is not our platform. We were given by the public to use this platform to advance their interests and not our egos. Thank you very much. I've recognized the Honorable Shivambo, Honorable Mahlatsi, Honorable Kava and Honorable Nuku, in that order. Honorable Shivambo?
No, thank you, Chair. Like, I think we need the necessary composure and must not be agitated by agent provocateurs. They always do that. The intention is clear that stooges have been hired to try to divert the attention of this process. But I want to make a solid observation in terms of the entire report. I don't think that in reflecting on the public submissions, we should categorize the submissions as political party submissions, because those people that were participating in the public submissions. We're participating as members of the public. They could have been wearing political party regalia or whatever they could have done, but you can't even verify that they are members of those organizations, because even wearing regalia of organization doesn't mean anything. Let's deal with the content of what were the dominant submissions that we made in all the provinces that we visited and everything else there. There was a stage in the parliamentary discussions where, as political parties, we made our own submissions. So when you are dealing with that section that then deals with the deliberations in the parliamentary deliberations, you can then attribute that, because we officially made those submissions to say that this is our version of the amendment, and of course it will coincide with some of the submissions that came from the public hearings. So instead of adding what all other political parties claim they have said in the public hearings, let's rather remove that as part of the things and then reflect on the content instead of who said the what in all of those, and then we then on that basis adopt the report or based on the content instead of the stratification of the members of the public that made the submissions. And Chair, like, let's not entertain the agent provocateurs. It's mostly self-hating people who have been hired by the establishment to disrupt this process. It's foolish girls who are trying to take us on a ride here.
Honorable members, those that have recognized, I want to request that you express yourself on this proposal by Honorable Chibambu, because I want to share or make a ruling on it. I think it was a very important point to be made, and I don't want it to be an individual's point, but it's a very valuable point. Honorable Dibulelo Matlatsi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good afternoon, colleagues. Chair, let me first and foremost appreciate your composure in managing this particular committee. I think as members of the committee, we ought to behave in an appropriate manner, befitting the stature of the responsibility given to us. The shouting and the screaming on this particular platform does not augur well with society, and it will not augur well with society, especially that we're dealing with a very profound issue of the land. But let me also add to the fact that thank you very much for steering the meeting quite well, even under these difficult circumstances. Now, just a second, Chair, let me second the view submitted or sponsored to the meeting by Honorable Soma in relation to the document being a living document that we may not necessarily adopt it today. Let's allow inputs to come through. But that process of allowing inputs to come through must not stop the program in terms of our next meeting, in terms of what is expected out of us. And I also want to support your view, Chair, that we shouldn't allow members to interact, like you have indicated, with administration in order to safeguard the integrity of the process and the committee and the professionalism element of our administration. But if they want to submit, they may submit, but also, Chair, we must make sure that the submissions that are made are in line with what has been discussed in the meeting. No new other things that which might not have arisen in this meeting may be submitted, because it will subject us to further discussion. So if it's issues that have been raised in this meeting, it's well and fair that we can do so. And also, let me also engage on the proposal that maybe we should remove political submission. I think it is proper, because throughout our public hearings, even when there were challenges in Limpopo, we have made it clearly that it's not about who and which political party, but it's about members of society, whether they were wearing whatever regalia. It's about members of society. So I think I support that particular perspective, that where we as political parties have submitted views, they be recorded as such during our formal submission, written submissions. But in terms of public hearings, let's not subject ourselves to that particular process, because it will be seen as if it's particular political parties, because all society members of society have participated in this particular program. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Kaba, I want to take Honorable Nogu before I take you, with your permission.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Honorable Nogu.
Chair, you always put me in front while I thought I was last, but anyway, thank you for recognizing me. Chair, I just want to make a couple of observations. I think, Chair, you just need to manage the meeting a little bit better and show your impartiality, because I think the frustration coming from Honorable Mbabama is that you are not showing impartiality in managing the debate or the inputs. You know, last week we spoke about, you know, caucus. It feels like for me sometimes the view has to come from a certain party for you to actually kind of support. So that's the first point that I just want to make. I think you need to be aware of that. You might not be seeing it, but we are seeing it. The output that I want to make with regards to this, you know, report going forward is that whilst this report in respect of submissions during the provincial public hearings, to an extent reports on those proposals that deal specifically with the wording of the bill, the failure to do the same in respect of the written submission, we should not accept it. If left in the current format, the further deliberation will largely be ignored, will be ignoring the contents of the written submission. That's the first point I want to make, Chair. The second point, obviously, you know, is not really directly to individual area, but the report is furthermore problematic in that it largely works from assumption that this committee and the Parliament is under an obligation based on the resolution underpinning the establishment and work of the Section 25 Ad Hoc Committee to amend the Constitution. This, from a legal point or legal position, can never be right. The resolution that led to the establishment of the Section 25 Committee is neither instructive nor final in nature. Anyone arguing to the contrary should read the judgment about the instruction of the public protector to the Parliament. Further, it is well within the authority of this committee to report to the National Assembly that it had found that no constitutional amendment is necessary in order to achieve the aim of land reform or restitution. The manner in which the resolution is in question was raised, made it clear that this committee is to initiate a process that may result in the amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution. Therefore, it is unacceptable, Chair, that the point of departure of the draft report is that the purpose of the committee is to amend the Constitution. Therefore, the purpose of the public hearing is to hear the view of the public on how the Constitution is to be amended. In this regard, it is also problematic that it will seem, on the basis of the draft report, that the committee is to take into consideration all proposals for amendments that is not strictly aimed at the compensation issue on which the parliamentary resolution turned, but also broader issues relating to Section 25. In turn, the report works from the point of departure that the proposal argued that the constitutional amendment is not necessary to allow for either nil compensation or enable land reform or land redistribution is not relevant to the process. So the report, in our view, should therefore be improved to deal with all proposals and submission in an even-handed and fair manner. So I do agree that this must not be a political report, but it must be a public report.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Nogo, I was taught by the likes of former President Kgalema Motlanthe that when you chair a meeting, you must not take sides. You must listen to arguments and opt for superior arguments, and you must allow yourself to be persuaded. So I'm entitled to be persuaded, and if I'm persuaded by a member of the EFF, and then his argument is superior to the argument of the ANC, which is, I belong to, I will accept the argument of the EFF, because I am not in this chair to promote or put any political party above another. I have a constitutional obligation to treat all of you as honorable members of parliament with equal rights and duties in this meeting. So don't fear that I'm going to discriminate against anyone on the basis of their membership of a political party. Thank you, Honorable Kaba.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. This meeting, Chair, has reaffirmed the three cardinal principles. I think you have commented on that. One, that we must at all times protect the integrity of our support staff. And two, that we must protect the integrity of the institution, that both the staff and ourselves represent. And then thirdly, that we must protect the integrity of the process. Those are very fundamental principles that we must uphold at all times, because they are at the center of the process that we are actually embarking upon. Thank you very much for doing that, Chair. And then secondly, Chair, and it is unfair for the colleagues or of the colleagues to impugn the impartiality of the chairperson when it is the members in this committee who are disrespecting the rules of a meeting. I mean, I don't know how many times you have tried to call them to order, and at times the meeting nearly degenerated. I think it is absolutely uncalled for members to behave in this manner. So, Chair, I thought I should just make that point. And then the third point, Chair, that you are raising, I mean, that has been raised, which I want to support. Honorable Shivambo says in the public hearings that he or his party colleagues attended, and no one stood up to say, I'm in this public hearing representing the EFF. And they were actually making presentation as members of society, and regardless of their political affiliation. Nobody was ever asked that, now that you are making this presentation, who are you making this presentation on behalf? That a person was wearing a regalia, a political party regalia, does not necessarily mean that he was expressing a view on behalf of the political parties that he appeared to have been, that appears to be supporting. I think that's a point that Shivambo made, and seconded by Honorable Mahlatse. Honorable Mahlatse went further to say that in the event where, because we were all in the public hearings, that a person stood up and said, I am making a presentation, authorized, there's an issue of being authorized to speak on behalf of a political party. I can't speak on behalf of the political party, of my political party, if I am not authorized to speak on its behalf. And so she says, in the event where a person said, I'm here representing my political party and, implying that he has the necessary authority to speak on behalf of the party, and that must be recorded as such. So we must separate the two, where it is on behalf of the party and that was expressly stated, we record it as such, but where people were contributing as members of society, they must not be discriminated, inverted commas, and from other members whom would have come but not wearing any political regalia, but may stated views that could easily be associated with this or that political party. So I'm saying there's got to be consistency in that respect. On that score, I support both Shivambo and Mahlatse. And then the last point, Chair, that we want to conclude on, you said there are two options. And I agree, there are two options. In any meeting, when after you've gone through, considered the report, you remain with two options. The first option is to accept the report subject to the proposed amendments. And in this meeting, nobody has preferred this one. Nobody has said let's accept it now, today, subject to the proposed amendment, because some amendments are substantive. And that the test is in the formulation. Therefore, the second option is preferred from the discussions in the meeting, that we must accept the report after the amendments have been incorporated. That can only happen at the next sitting of this portfolio committee, where the team comes back to say at the last committee meeting, these are the proposed amendments, and you put them to the meeting for meeting to say, yes, indeed, these what the staff is putting before us correctly captures what was discussed at the last meeting, meaning this meeting, Chair. Therefore, you further went on, Chair, to say that between now and the next meeting, I think it will be next week sometime, and members are granted the opportunity to elaborate on the issues that they raised today in this meeting. They're actually not opening up for new issues. Otherwise, and it will unravel the discussions that we have had so far. Issues that were raised today, and all of us, because we are raised in good spirit, were welcomed and as matters that must be incorporated in the report. And now if we allow a different process, and the next thing we are presented with issues that would be hearing them for the first time, it will set this meeting and two steps back instead of taking a step forward. It should not be a situation of taking two steps back before we take one step forward. Let's move forward as people who are entrusted with this very sensitive responsibility. The way, Chair, you have handled this meeting, I want to believe that we will get the results for as long as members offer you maximum cooperation and respect the rules, not you, Chair, but the rules of any meeting. And thanks, Chair. I wanted just to make those propositions, in seconding everything that the members said today. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Kaba. Honorable Nolita, had you raised your hand?
I had, Chair, but many members have covered me. The one thing that I wanted to emphasize, Chair, is that on the submissions that are going to be done to the officials, as Honorable Gumede has said so, it must not be something that is not part of the report or something that someone has decided to consolidate it on his or her own and is not even part of what is there in the recording. I think even our administration should be looking at that. Someone must not bring something new that was not said in any meeting. I just wanted to emphasize on that, Chair, but I support what Comrade Musoma indicated and supported by Comrade Mashatu. Thank you, Chair. Honorable, thank you.
Honorable members, thank you very much. I want to repeat that as chairperson, I will be guided by superior arguments. I will remain open for persuasion. And I cannot discriminate against any party in this meeting, because there is no member of parliament who is not here because they have been voted by a section of South African people. So we have to respect South African people as a whole, regardless of their political affiliation. But where you think or you suspect that I'm out of order, you raise it, I will not be offended, because I don't represent myself, I represent Parliament. I was put in this chair by Parliament. And I also want to thank Honorable Kaba for restating fundamental principles. Principles of integrity is of the process, integrity of the institution, integrity of the support staff. If we violate those principles, then we don't deserve to be in this house. We don't deserve to be members of parliament. But in this discussion, I think something has been demonstrated. You see, Comrade Shibambo raised an issue about categorizing people against political parties. And I was persuaded, but I didn't want to accept that. I said, requested other speakers to comment on that. And Honorable Mahlatsi supported Honorable Shibambo. And Honorable Kaba supported Honorable Shibambo, which means Honorable Shibambo had advanced a superior argument which persuaded other members regardless of their political parties. So this is what we should do. Let's persuade one another, regardless of our political affiliation, because at the end of the day, when South Africans look at this institution, they're not looking at individual political parties. They say our parliament. And therefore, parliament is not the ANC parliament alone, is not the DA parliament alone, is not IFP parliament alone, is a parliament of the people of South Africa. And therefore, its integrity and the integrity of its members must be paramount. Now, I am happy that all of us accept what Honorable Lissouma proposed.
On a point of order, Chair.
Yes?
On a point of order, Honorable Mbabama, could you please recognize my hand, unless I am gagged?
I, Honorable Mbabama, with respect, you asked to be heard, you said point of order. I say proceed. What is the problem?
My hand has been up even before Ndatekapa. Can I talk on what has been suggested by Honorable Shivambo and Honorable Matati?
Okay, proceed. Proceed.
Thank
I didn't see
much.
Your hand. You know where.
Chair, we must not play with semantics here. We are not playing semantics here. Whether a person stood up and said, I am authorized by the DA, or the person said, I am speaking on behalf of the DA, should not make any difference as far as I'm concerned. What we are looking at here is a report of what happened during the public hearings. So if a person stood up and parroted the same thing on and on and on, it means that that person has been instructed. Nobody, if people were talking in their personal capacity, surely there would have been differences in their submissions. And I'm talking directly to the submission of the EFF. I'm making an example with that. People, most people who stood up and spoke on behalf of their political party said so. We can even go back to the videos. And if we are saying the report must be a reflection of what happened on the ground, then it must be a reflection of what happened on the ground. So I object strongly to the view that says we must change that. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Mashatsi.
Thank you very much. I'm opposed to what Honorable Mbabane is indicating when she says people have been instructed. Does she have any evidence of what she's actually insinuating in this meeting? If she can actually substantiate on the matter, because I don't think so.
I do have evidence, Chair, if she wants it.
Honorable members, with due respect, Honorable Shivambo indicated that there's no way that we can verify that when people are wearing the regalia of a political party, that what they are saying is necessarily from that political party. And when I said I want to address this issue later, is for one reason only, that actually members of parliament or political parties have a forum in parliament to address these issues. When we went out there, we said these are public hearings. We want to listen to the public. So in my view, Honorable Shivambo, as supported by Honorable Matlhatsi, Honorable Kawa, is right. Because if we are going to say in this report that in the public hearings, we were listening to ourselves as political parties representing in parliament, that would defeat the purpose of public hearing. And the fact that some political parties are on the ground, they interact with the people, and the people like their submissions, and they come to the public hearing and repeat the submissions of those political parties. It's only a credit to those political parties to show that they are in touch with the people, they are able to influence the people. But that cannot be held against them. So I think let's leave this discussion. It is out of order. And I think the position that has emerged in this meeting is that we cannot reflect the outcome of the public hearings according to political parties, because we were not going there to listen to political parties, but to the public. The public means all the people of South Africa as a whole.
Chair, my hand is still raised, if you can recognize me.
I recognize you.
Thank you very much.
Proceed.
Chair, on behalf of DA, I would like to submit my strong objection to this decision, because the report is supposed to be a report of what happened on the ground. And people actually stood up and said, and I'm not talking about regalia. I never even mentioned the word regalia. I'm talking about what people said. They said, I am talking on behalf of the EFF. Some of them said, I'm talking on behalf of the ANC. Others said, I belong to the DA and this is the view of the DA. So people actually said that. People did not say, I'm standing up on my own personal capacity. So I feel that your decision is wrong. And I would like that to be included in the minutes, that that is what the DA's position is. You are absolutely wrong, Chair.
Honorable Mbabana, members of political parties had the right to speak, but that did not make public hearings the hearing of political parties. That's why we define these hearings as public hearings. So I really am not persuaded with what you are saying, but I'm not.
Yeah, as long as the objection is noted, that's all I'm saying. Just note the objection.
Don't rush to note. Honorable Mbabana, this is a democratic process. We don't rush to note things. We must listen to everybody and see what is the balance of evidence and so on. So I recognize Honorable Zibambo and Honorable Mrasata. Don't rush me into noting things before I listen to other people. Honorable Zibambo?
No, I wanted to propose, Chair, that you must make a summary and then we proceed to the next item or on this item. I think there's this adequate consensus in terms of the way forward.
Thank you. Honorable Mrasata and Honorable Lesuma?
Yeah, Chairperson, my worry was I was afraid the meeting is getting unnecessarily degenerated because it was you against Honorable Baba. But where I'm sitting, I thought you are making a summary based on the views of the participant. And it's obvious, as a matter of fact, your summary will be directed by the views of the majority. But if there is a minority or a dissenting view, you note it and we pass, Chairperson, rather than to engage in a debate. It is not possible in meetings that you will satisfy everyone, especially as the chair. You are not money. You see, whereby you will be loved by everybody or be accepted by everyone. So I would say where there is a dissenting view, note and let us pass for the sake of progress in our meeting. Thank you.
Honorable, who else?
No, I was going to say, yes. we have been very accommodative and very patient with each other. I would agree with Honorable Zibambo that let's hear your summary and you close the meeting. Otherwise,
Thank you, Honorable Lesuma. Honorable members, I was deliberately accommodated.
And I don't think it's fair because during when we're going through the report, honestly, it does also have to respect the church and also to make sure that there is progress on what we need.
Honorable members, let me finish. I was deliberately accommodative, and Honorable Mahlatsi even says she appreciates the composure, because I really want to make sure that we move together, we persuade one another. But now I'm persuaded by those who are saying, let's move ahead, and I'm prepared now to move ahead and make the summary. When I started, I said we have two options. One, to adopt or accept the report subject to additions, or adopt the report after additions. And what comes out of this meeting is that we should adopt the report after additions, which means at the next meeting. And now Honorable Lesuma made the proposal, which I agree with, that it means now we have a living source document which we will improve as and when parties make submissions based on what emerged in this meeting, not any new submissions, only things that were said in this meeting which parties wants to elaborate in a meeting in writing. We confine ourselves to that. And secondly, that when those submissions based on what came from this meeting are made, it doesn't authorize any of us to interact with the executive. All that they can do is to send the elaboration to the committee secretary, no discussion, no meetings, nothing. But also access to submissions is still open, and that people can send an SMS or email to the committee secretary to ask for access. And further on, we agree that we don't want to conduct a commission of inquiry into who represented which party in the public hearings. If that is not practicable, it's not desirable, all that we must do is to accept that we conducted public hearings and not party political hearings. So the report must be amended accordingly. And of course, in any meeting, there are different opinions. But, you know, the weight, the balance of evidence, the balance of opinions must carry the day. And I think those who say that we must record this thing not on party political basis have carried the day, and that's what we should do. Lastly, honorable members, allow me to thank honorable Gawa, because this meeting accepted his input. So his input became the position of this committee, and we even agreed as this committee that he must put his input in writing and submit it to the administration, because the administration had asked for guidance. But that did not mean that he must go and occupy offices in the administration. He submitted. That's the type of interaction where we are now again endorsing. And I also want to thank Dr. Thuli for her able leadership and the way in which she has responded to our requests. And sadly, I want to thank Advocate Romano and Advocate Gwebu for ensuring that what had to be done is done on time, and it's circulated on time, so that we today were able to engage with a revised document. And we need such responsive officials or administrators, and I want to say to them, keep the standard high. We appreciate that, and you have our support. And I have no doubt that even in the things that have been raised by members here, you will do justice to them, so that next week, then we adopt the report. But in the meantime, the report is in the language of Honorable Suma, it is a living source document. So we are on course, we are moving, and let's move together to the finish. Now, you see, another principle in meetings is that when we have agreed that the chairperson must summarize and we move forward, and there are people who want to speak after the summary of the chairperson, that must become a new meeting. It will be a new meeting, because if they speak, other members will want to respond. Is that how we want to work? Honorable Nuku and Dr. Melda, is that how we want to work? That after concluding the meeting, we start another meeting inside the same meeting? But
may I say something?
For today, let me allow you to speak.
Chairperson, I didn't want to start the new meeting.
Yes.
I wanted to say I wanted to say I support your summary.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Prof.
Hello.
Dr. Melder is supporting your summary. Just proceed and summarize.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say, Chairperson, that I support your summary.
Oh, Dr. Melder, you remember me, you remind me that when we adopted the draft bill, it was through your intervention. You intervened and brought us all together. And thanks to you that we have reached this stage. Thank you. Honorable Nuku? Honorable Nuku?
Sorry, Chair, I just wanted to say also thank you.
Honorable
for
Nuku?
Chair, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Chair?
I hear you perfectly.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for your summary.
Yes, I do. Proceed.
I wanted to say thank you for your summary. But I think it's... No, it's fine, Chair. Let's close the meeting,
okay.
Chair. Fine, thanks.
Honorable Mayor. Yeah, honorable members, long live. I hope that your families and your communities.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Shouldn't we maybe
hello
look at the programs?
Yes.
Shouldn't we look at the program so that we know what we are doing going forward?
What are you suggesting, Advocate? Advocate? Okay.
We're proposing that we apply for permission to sit on Thursday next week, so that legal services can...
Why?
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Proceed.
No, we're proposing that we can have a meeting on Thursday in the afternoon so that legal services can respond to some of the legal issues raised in the submissions. And then on Friday morning, we can meet to deliberate on the bill. Have another meeting to deliberate on the 11th and the 12th of March. And then on the 19th, probably finalize the bill.
Okay, let's hear the members.
We'll also maybe have another item on the 4th or the 5th to deal with the adoption of the report.
Okay. Honorable members, can we live with that? Honorable members?
Chairperson?
Silent.
Muratet, that's Chairperson, it's Muratet.
Yes. Yes, proceed.
Yeah. So procedurally, we may not second what has been proposed by the official, but let me rise to propose that as a committee we adopt this proposal from the administration.
Yes, no, thank you, Honorable Masaka, because you see, I, as the chairperson, I am also accountable to the chair of chairs, Honorable Frolic, and through him to the establishment. That's why any changes that we make, we apply for permission. So I think let's accept this and then move forward. And thank you very much. May God bless you and your families and your communities that you lead, and bon voyage.
Thank you, Chair, and have a good afternoon.
Long live. Thank you very much, Lord.
Long live the Chair, long live.
Amanda.
Thank you, Honorable. Long live.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you.